This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My name's David Moyle, and in studio with me as my special guest tonight is a multi-repeat guest, an artist, a composer, a multi-instrumentalist, an educator, amongst many other skills, a musician who has been defined by Leon Gettler as defying classification. I think that's a great way to describe my guest, Adam Simmons. He is about to launch into an Australian tour of a suite he has written that's called Wu Jing, The Five Elements, a project that he performed at this year's Stonington Jazz Festival. But it's my pleasure to welcome back to the Bent Notes studio here at Joy 94.9 a very busy Adam Simmons.
Thank you very much, David. Lovely to be back.
It's great to have you here, but I hear you've had a very busy day.
It has been a little bit busy. I've just been doing a radio interview in Sydney on Eastside FM there.
You made it back to Melbourne very quickly.
There was a good tram connection. then prior to that, been at the Hamer Hall to see Double Bill for the Super Sense Festival of The Necks and the Art Ensemble of Chicago.
What a great double bill.
Which is, you know, it's hard to think of a stronger double bill in that kind of music. So that was standing ovations, and that was a fantastic afternoon. And then this morning, busy just about to try and get an email out to a whole bunch of people, try and get the jazz community to put in submissions for the Creative State 2020 Plus.
What is Creative State 2020 Plus?
Well, that's actually the state government's creative ministry for creative industries, and they're doing a statewide consultation across all art forms.
Oh, wow.
For the arts, the creative industries platform policy for the next 4 years. I'm just trying to help jazz get a foot in the door, seat at the table,
along with everything,
get a voice in
everything
there.
Else that might have a larger group of interests.
Yeah.
Oh, so and how do we put our submissions in?
I think on TUOA, the usefulness of art, tuoa.com.au. I should have something up on there tomorrow, but I haven't got in my head the Creative State website. But you can, it's as simple as putting up 140 words, 140 characters actually, like a tweet. Oh. Just with your idea of what you want. Can be about jazz, could be about anything.
Anything artistic.
Yeah, or you can put in a full submission, you can do a video. So there's different ways to get involved. But we've got until Friday to help, you know, for everybody really, to have their say as to what the state of Victoria should look like in another 4 years.
And I reckon it would be great if we had some superb lots of responses regarding jazz.
I think so, yes. Mm. There'll be information, tuoa.com.au tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I will keep my eyes open for that tomorrow, Adam.
I'll keep you informed, David.
Excellent, excellent indeed. Now, when I was researching for your visit tonight, I discovered that you have created and exhibited music boxes.
Yes.
Tell me why music boxes and how they link in and demonstrate some of your musical experiences.
That was roughly around 2009, I think, I started. I've not continued in the last few years because that was very much a visual art career, going in the sort of sculpture direction, where it's just hard trying to keep several careers all at once happening.
But hard enough for one, let alone
yeah,
one.
But it came about a Polish painter, artist, that got me maybe 10 years or so earlier to Poland with my band New Blood, 10 years later asks me to be a part of an exhibition. And I'm under the impression I'm going to be writing some music or a soundscape or installation.
That's understandable.
And then I meet with them a few months before, some of the Australian-based artists, and then there were going to be a number from Poland as well. So it was all connected to the city of Szczecin in Poland where I'd been. They were like, no, we don't want any music. No, we don't want any sound. Someone's always going to have some sound. No, we don't want any music at the opening. No, we don't want a concert in the middle of the exhibition to get people coming in. No, just put something in that room. And I was like, that's not what I do, but I'll bloody make some art. I had a few different ideas, but I was trying to consider things that I had been exploring with my toy band and all that I'd discovered through the toy band that were about what I like, how I like to engage musically with an audience, and the thing of actually seeing the workings of some sort of interactivity. I feel like even when you're sitting in as an audience member, you're engaged and,
yes,
and you're actively participating in something, but you might not be aware, but as a performer, I really feel and you require that energy, an exchange. And with the toy band, we literally got people playing with party poppers and rubber chickens and things. So it was trying to find a way to make it interactive, see the workings. I like sort of simple parameters, clear parameters, then I can explore. So, and I remembered about this music box that I had written for the concerto for piano and toy band, which I was on the show spruiking a couple
you
of years
were
ago.
Indeed.
But it was years before that actually got premiered, and I hadn't used the music boxes, but I went, oh, the music boxes, oh. And so I used the idea that I had for that concerto with these music boxes to punch the holes in the paper. So they're like little mini pianolas, and you can put words in the paper, you can put patterns and shapes. So you can write a melody, or it can be more aleatoric in that John Cage sort of conceptual art where you splatter something and what it is what it is.
So you've developed virtually a player device as opposed to just putting a little metal dingling type thing in.
Well, it is
wide.
Just a little metal dingling thing, and I must admit I actually got the music boxes from China. I managed to find it a distributor, and then it was creating these assemblages of little bamboo boxes, the paper, the mechanisms. So there's kind of three elements, and then just going, oh, how can I permutations, combinations? And it's really very hard to put a challenge in a gallery where you're encouraging people to touch the art.
It's not the usual way of doing things.
No, and it really doesn't work when you're in a group show and then people think they can touch the other artworks.
Now, that so, could be a problem. Was there only one music box or multiples?
Oh, sometimes. I've got like a whole wall of one. Of like, you know, there's like 40 or 50 music boxes on this kind of wall. And on each one there's a different word, like compassion, love, faith, friendship. And the notion, that show was really inspired around the time I wrote The Useful Savard, and I actually called the exhibition The Useful Savard. It was sort of around asylum seekers and the fact we were kind of putting walls around this country, and I kind of reimagined what a wall could look like made of these building blocks of friendship, love, empathy.
And each one happened to be a music box.
So, yeah,
oh,
and
wow.
you play it and that's the sound of empathy. And that would be a lovely way to welcome people.
What a beautiful way indeed. Mm. So you've worked with components, elements of the overall picture, putting them into individual music boxes on that wall. It's almost an analogy for what you've done with your Wu Jing project, which is five elements from the Chinese culture. We're going to talk about that shortly, but I reckon we should hear something first. And one of the elements of the project, the Wu Jing project, is earth. Mm. So let's have a listen to earth.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Now, Adam, what came into your mind to inspire you to do a project based upon the Chinese culture's view of the five important elements?
Different things, but kind of like as I was saying with the music boxes, where it's trying to find those parameters within which to explore. Because then if you've got a parameter, you can always get outside as well. It was looking to do a project with Ting. We'd been talking about it for a number of years. We've done different things with other people or some duos, and we started doing a little bit with origami, but we're hoping to be in China next year, trying to just apply for more funding for that. But it felt like, for something like, particularly with origami, I kind of like having projects. And so that we've got, you know, again, it's a parameter.
And origami, of course, is your trio.
Yeah. If I've got an idea, like even as simple, you know, there was an album of covers we did called Karaoke, which was all, it was just going on. The first one, we had some US covers, but we didn't have any Australian. And so I went, oh, this is going to be an all Australian. Songwriters, folk songs, people that are known, people that aren't known, people that I had connections with. But it was just, you know, again, it just helped provide a framework for the album. So again, with Ting, it was like, oh, what can we work with? The five elements, it was just sort of looking at different things of Chinese philosophy. The five elements popped up pretty quickly. It was like, oh, there's five. Okay. Oh, and it's slightly different to the Greek elements. Oh, and the Greek elements is kind of more about things are made up of those components, of those four elements in different combinations. Whereas, as if I understand correctly, the Chinese elements are more sort of transformative. They're states that move from one to the next. And you can go, for example, there's a more destructive, consuming kind of cycle, which is like where the fire burns the wood. Or it can be another variation is a more constructive, it begets. And so the metal might hold the water. The water, from the water you get the wood. And then there are all these other things, like each of the elements corresponds to a part of the life cycle from birth to death. Each one corresponds to a scale, just five different permutations of the pentatonic scale. And so it uses each of the five possible ones, a different colour, a different emotion, the different suggestions of rhythmic ideas coming from different martial arts movements. And it was kind of like it just wrote itself in a way. It's sort of, yep, cool, they're the parameters. Now I just have to actually work out the order of the notes.
Nice. So, when things do write themselves, you don't have to think about it and worry about it.
Yeah,
it just sort of rolls off the tongue. Were there cultural sensitivities that you had to consider as you took on this Chinese philosophy and converted it into what we might call a Western musical work?
Working with Ting, it's like it's running things by Ting for his ideas, and not so much with this work. There's maybe times where we do have to be a little careful about possible subject matter. You know, like trying to get approval from the Ministry of Culture in China, we have to sign a lot of things that we will not do things. They need to see a full video of the show to ensure that the content is okay. There's that kind of real need to be sensitive about what we're doing. But working with Ting, I'm working with another musician. As long as I'm respecting his artistry, I'm in collaboration with him. I feel like it's the same as working with another fellow jazz artist. It's trying to just have that respect for their background, give them opportunity to have their voice.
Their voice heard.
So, and I'd like to think that's part of why the album has received some accolades, such as getting nominated for Best Jazz Album last year for the Age Music Victoria Awards, or we did get described as, you know, arguably the standout performance at Stonington Jazz this year, will be because there's obvious respect, and there's amongst the band, and there's ample opportunity for I'm not demanding Ting do anything other than what he does. And sometimes I do say, oh, we could do it like that. And he'll nod yes, and then he'll do exactly what he does.
he'll convince you that the right way is the right way to do it.
Yeah. Yep.
Fair enough. And as you said, you did perform at Stonington this year, and it was an absolutely sensational show.
Oh, thank you, David.
Just in the loft in a cabaret configuration.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just felt nice. There were lots of people. I think it was packed out, sold out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think part of what added to the sense was the fact that it wasn't just a group of musicians playing, even though you had Ting there with that beautiful Sheng.
Yes.
Sheng. Beautiful sound it was making. But you actually then had, was it Gene Poole doing the backgrounds, the visuals? And it wasn't as if he was putting pictures up on the wall. It was colours, it was shapes, and there was movement.
And the textures and the...
And what I did find interesting was that was being done over the top of the musicians. The musicians were not highlighted other than by the backgrounds on them. So it was rather interesting to watch. But it was a fantastic experience.
Yeah, yeah. Which, unfortunately, we can't do that. We did go for funding. We didn't get the funding to do the full shebang all around the country. So we're doing some things with Ting, like the concert in a couple of weeks at the Jazz Lab on Sunday the 8th of September. That will be with Ting, but we're not necessarily using the visuals everywhere.
How do you define the work in, if you put it in the realm of genres?
I'm into, like, yes, it is jazz. There's elements of Chinese music, but I will admit it's largely kind of the composition side is coming from a non-Chinese composer. But for me, jazz is really broad. From the beginning, it's combined different cultures, from African to European, the mix in New Orleans, you know, it's a heady mix of gospel, marching band and African rhythms and work song. And since then, jazz has brought in elements of all sorts of different cultures and musics. I think being in Australia, there's the opportunity for us to learn from our neighbours. And that rather than thinking about what jazz is, and this has come out of the forum around the Creative State stuff and different conversations I'm having and clarifying some of my thoughts, as Ronnie Farella quite eloquently put it, it's not what jazz is, it's what jazz does. And so it becomes a process by which we communicate and explore and...
And you will be communicating because Wu Jing goes on tour starting next weekend in New South Wales, then you're to the ACT, up to Newcastle, back down in Melbourne, and that's the Jazz Lab gig you talk about in 2 weeks' time, Sunday, September the 8th at 8:30. More details and tickets from jazzlab.club. Before you then move on to Mildura, Adelaide, Geelong and Tasmania.
Yeah.
And then I think I read something about another gig a little bit after that as well.
Yet to be confirmed. Waiting, but yes.
Excellent.
That's the plan.
So there's lots of Wu Jing coming up this next month and a half or so.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Adam, thank you for coming in tonight. It has been lovely to have you back in studio again.
Thank you very much, David. It's been a pleasure.
I wish you a very successful tour, and I trust that you have many audience members experience the beauty of Wu Jing.
Oh, thank you.
The five elements. And here is another piece from the suite. This is called Fire.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.